Hello, and welcome to the Mentor of Life podcast by Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am Dr. Shola Izokoli, your life makeover mentor. With untraditional solutions to age-old problems, I help you create what you want in life, health, and relationships. Yes, you can have it all.
Hello and welcome back. Today, I am going to be talking about something that I don't usually talk about on my podcast or my videos, and that is specifically addressing mothers. I typically don't do things geared towards mothers alone. I tend to work with physicians mostly and professional women, but here's the kicker though. Many of the physicians that I work with and professional women I work with are moms, right? And I felt it was pertinent to address the elephant in the room when it comes to mothers. So you see, in the American society, I find certain segments of the society will have you believing that once you become a mother, your life should revolve completely around your children and your life is pretty much over. I actually wrote about it in my book, so you can go to Amazon or my website and you can get this book. It's called Free to Be, the Empowered Woman's Handbook. And there's at the end, the last chapter, there's a segment that I called, the last chapter is titled A Word to Wives, Mothers, Women of Color, and Single Ladies. So I'm going to be talking a little bit from my book. Obviously, I wrote the book, so these have been my thoughts and things that have been percolating in my mind for a very long time. As I was saying, certain segments of the society make you believe that you should not have any life as long as you're a mother. All you have to do is revolve your life around your children and drink wine to feel happy, right? That's another stereotype. What do they call wine? They call wine mom's little helper. And that to me is horrible. It's not a good thing. Obviously, if you want to drink wine by all means. I'm not saying don't drink wine. That's not the point. But to see wine as a crutch that you need to use to get through, that's basically, I would say, it's glorification of alcoholism in a form. And I don't think that when we became mothers, we were like, oh, you know what? I'd love to be a mother. I'd love to have wine to be able to get through my day, right? So, but the problem is that because we as mothers have taken on so many of these so-called societal norms, which are abnorms as far as I'm concerned, think about it. I always like to use sitcoms as an example. If you watch the average American sitcom, the mother is stressed out, doing everything for the house. The children are running rings around her. They are smart, but they are jerks. They're not helpful. The man, the husband, is an idiot who barely knows what's going on in his own house. Now, there were a few sitcoms that didn't conform to that stereotype, and I remember one of them being My Wife and Kids. It didn't fall into that stereotype of idiot father, smart, stressed out, doing everything mother, and jerk kids. But apart from that, I can't think of any others. Now, what happens is that a lot of people, like it or not, life imitates art and art imitates life. So what we see in sitcoms, sometimes, especially if we don't have any other models, we start to think that that is the way life should be. Okay, people will tell you that children come first. And, you know, I have people who say that their children follow them to the bathroom. And I'm like, why? That's a phenomenon I have never understood. And unless it's a safety issue, why is your child in the bathroom with you while you are doing your business? I think it's unhygienic. As a doctor, I'm not even a germaphobe, but it's unhygienic to have your children following you to the bathroom when you're trying to pee or poop. And people think that's normal. You find mothers whose 10-year-olds sleep in the beds with them. And, you know, it's okay. Okay, yes, but no, because these same mothers complain about it. They don't like it, but they think that that is the way it should be. So if a disempowered version of motherhood is what you want or like or prefer, then please don't listen to this broadcast any further, because what I'm about to tell you is a little bit different, but will give you some steps to, as it were, living your own life as an individual. Because before you became a mom, you were a human being. You are not just a mom because you're a mom. You're many things. So this is for mothers who want a saner existence. And like I said, I'm sharing from my book, so I'm going to be looking down from time to time. So first of all, you need to take care of yourself. Okay? Newsflash. You don't become a better mother through self-neglect. As a mom, it's vital that you attend to your needs. Here's how mothers typically tend to start neglecting themselves. First of all, you have a baby. The baby's needs are very urgent. They are, and they're for days. You find you've not showered, you've not, you've not eaten, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, this is made worse when you don't have any external support to take care of your baby. But the thing about a baby is that it's not a baby forever. And as a baby grows, its needs become less urgent. So a newborn, a wailing newborn, you have to feed them now. You have to change them now. You have to rock them to sleep now. But what happens is, because we've become so used to putting those urgent needs first, now every need of every child becomes that urgent, put it first need, and we have to jump to it right away. And that is how we start to revolve our entire lives around our children. Now, it eventually just becomes children first, children only. I remember somebody talking about how they took a kidless vacation. I said, if you're taking your kids, it's not a vacation for you. It's a vacation for them. So just call it a vacation. You don't have to qualify it as being kidless. Anyway, here's the thing. If this is you and you've revolved your life around your children for so long that you don't even know where you are in all this, take a step back and take a breather. It's time to start taking care of you again. Bit by bit, start to build some personal time into your schedule. Look, start with 50. If you have no time, you say you have no time, start with 15 minutes a day where you just sit and drink a cup of coffee, or, you know, look at the birds out the window or something. Start there, and bit by bit, just for the fact that you have a saner time in those 15 minutes, ideas will start to come to you of things that you can do to help yourself get out of that mommy only, children only rut. Here's another thing. When you engage in proper self-care, your children don't grow up with a sense of entitlement to every single one of your time, energy, or resources. They grow up with a sense that, oh, okay, especially your daughters, grow up with the sense that it's okay, you have to take care of yourself too. Because what happens is, when you revolve your life around your children, you're not doing them any favors. You're showing them that that is how to be, that they too need to revolve their own whole life around their own children, having no time for themselves, no energy for themselves, and doing nothing for themselves. And then when those children eventually grow up and go leave the house, because you don't have your own life, you get resentful every time they don't call you. They don't call you every weekend. You start to cry and moan, and then you become a nuisance. When they finally have their own children, that's why you say, well, I'm no contact with my mother, because you've become an intrusive nuisance. Have your own life. So when your children go off and do whatever they want to do, you're like, yeah, I'm going off to Costa Rica this weekend. I keep joking to my kids. I tell them that when they're grown up and gone, I'm going to enter witness protection program. That is number one. That's just one thing. There's so many things that can be said about learning to take care of yourself. Because when you take care of yourself, that helps you be a better mother. Number two, stop parenting with guilt. Hello, hello, hello. Guilt is not a resource. I'm gonna say it again for those in the back. Guilt is not a resource. It's not a resource. You cannot parent, be an effective parent, when you're parenting out of guilt. There's even this phrase called mom guilt. Has anybody ever heard of the phrase called dad guilt? No. Because, you know, we've succumbed to this feeling that we should always be with our children. So if we maybe go to work or do other things, we feel bad about doing those other things. But those are things we want to do though, because we're human. And then we rush back to the children. And then sometimes we're even resentful when we're spending time with them. What's the point? Don't parent out of guilt, because to parent out of guilt is to disempower yourself. Parenting out of guilt can also lead you to overcompensate in areas. For example, maybe you do a shift job, you're tired, but your children want to play, right? So now what do? You're like, okay, well, I'm going to play with them, but then you're grumpy and tired, so you're not even giving your best to them. How about you come home, take a nap, right? And then get up and play with them. They don't get the best, when they don't get the best of you, but you're just massaging, you know, assuage your guilt from, okay, well, at least I've played with them, you know, and all of that. But why not have them get the best of you rather than parenting out of guilt? Ditch the mom guilt, it doesn't serve you. Number three, and I think I'm going to stop here. If you want the rest, you can buy this book. I'm going to put a link in the comments and show notes. Set reasonable boundaries with your children. Children do not make the rules in your home. If they live with you, even if you have adult children living with you, the same way you would have rules for any adult who lives with you. If I were to move into your house today, I'm sure you have rules for me to follow, you know. In the same way, everybody has rules. Rules that we all abide by, everyone in the house. Sometimes because of so-called mom guilt, we slacken up with the rules and we loosen up the boundaries and we don't say no when we should. That makes things worse. And it can even be unsafe for your child if you let them have something or do something before they're ready to have or do that thing, okay? I hear moms say things like, I can't even get a moment to myself. She even follows me to the bathroom. And I'm like, why do you let them? I said, well, if I don't let them follow me to the bathroom, they'll cry. And I'm like, I don't know why, but last I looked, crying never killed a toddler. So they'll cry. And then the next question is, well, if I let them cry, I'll feel bad. Mom guilt leads to loosening of your boundaries and can eventually lead to unsafe issues. I think that letting a child into the bathroom, what is this, for strict purposes of teaching a child, when you're potty training something, you have to like sort of pretend to be on the bathroom to show them. But I'm talking about people who just let their child come into the bathroom because the child just wants to be with you and cling to you all the time. Children need boundaries and they need to know that there's some no-go areas, like, you know, coming into the bathroom with you. Another thing I noticed, I taught my children very early, is to always knock on the door. Right from the time they were two, if they didn't knock on the door, I would send them out of the room. I know, go back and knock. And then when you hear coming, then you come in. My children never, ever just bust open the door and walk in. They just don't. These are boundaries. And if you let them cry a few times, guess what? After a while, they'll stop following you to the bathroom. Although they will cry every time, but at least you will be able to go to the bathroom, pee or poop in peace, and come out in peace. Many people talk about how, oh, their children, my child comes into bed with me at night. The problem is that they don't like it, but they think they have to put up with it just because. Beyond a certain age, you know, forever really, your child doesn't even need to come into the bed with you. Mine never did because my husband has a zero tolerance policy for other people in our bed. and they survive. They're alive. They're fine. They sleep in their own beds. In fact, just as on a lighter note, there was once when I had many years ago, one of my children had a cold and I kept going into the room because the child kept coughing. So I snuck the child into our bed and I lay in such a way that I hid the child from my husband because I knew he would just wake up and take the child back into her own bed. But sometimes that's the way you have to be for your own peace of mind and sanity. And the things that a lot of these things that we think will affect children so negatively actually doesn't. It makes them better because they too model this behavior. They become boundary. They become self-caring. they too start to live their lives from a place of, you know, if I can't do it, I might not get to it, and not feel guilty about it. So think about it, mothers. Don't let mothering be the thing that makes you unhappy. Don't let mothering be the thing that drives you to drink. Don't let every time you think about being a mother go, ugh. Because mothering is supposed to be a great thing. But you are not just a mother. You are a whole human being. You are a person in your own right. And you too have to learn how to make space for yourself in your own life. So, thank you for joining me today. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I will see you, talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mentor of Life podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative solutions in life, health, and relationships. My little piece of the internet is shalaezeokoli.com. That's shalaezeokoli.com. There you can find links to my social media pages, sign up to work with me, or invite me to speak at your corporation, conference, or other event. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, remember, yes, you can have it all.